When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Me and B out west, Ashburn, Virginia. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Not much. So what'd you have cooking this morning? I know you were out and about.
Went over to a little training thing for Rude and FH Fur together.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Was Jimbo there?
How's Jimbo how's and Jim.
Jimbo? Oh, the gyms, the
yeah,
power
the gyms were there.
Very cool. very cool. I had a relatively uneventful morning. Took the girls to school. It is Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Which I believe is a very solemn day in the Jewish faith. And it also meant less traffic, at least driving.
That's the reason the traffic was less today.
Well, Montgomery County schools were out.
Yeah, we're talking about too. Loudoun County's out for sure, I know.
I would think, I don't know, but I would think most D.C. local schools are out, but I could be wrong on that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Beltway is undefeated. Beltway's got traffic no matter what. I also wonder, I think the government is shut down now.
Yeah,
I don't know, essential, non-essential, and everything else. It's a complicated process.
That's another aspect.
But I think that is all a factor. We are out in Ashburn as the Commanders get ready for the Chargers, man. You gave me these stats yesterday. You know, there's a lot to think about with this Chargers team. Coming off a loss to the Giants under Jim Harbaugh. Granted, he's only been there for a year now. The Chargers have been way better against the AFC than they have against the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time the Chargers are hosting the Commanders since 2017. That 2017 game, I worked it. It was bizarre. It was at the MLS stadium. It was super, super weird. And the Chargers kicked the Commanders' ass, the then Redskins. And honestly, dude, it was weird. Like, there are very few times where I'm down on the sideline pregame and you can feel a lack of energy.
Mm-hmm.
That Chargers game was one of them. I would say the Atlanta game last week was one of them too. But in that game, if you remember, the Chargers, I'll look up the final, but it was a butt kicking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe it was Bashaud Breeland. Somebody had a late pick six in that game and were celebrating like they just won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Gruden just being so pissed. Not at the pick six. You're happy to get the pick six. But the final score in that game, it was 30-13. So I believe it was like 30-6 in the fourth quarter.
That.
And then they got a pick six. It was 30-6 in the fourth quarter before. Yeah, Bree had a 96-yard pick six.
Kind of hard not to celebrate that, though.
2.5 minutes left in the game.
Kind of hard not to celebrate 96 yards.
You go 96 yards for sure.
Yeah, it's not easy to do. I understand we losing the game, but that was at least something to cheer about.
Melvin Gordon scored 2 touchdowns in that game, I believe. That would be about a year, maybe a year and a half before my my infamous Melvin Gordon story with you in Minneapolis. I can tell you. I bought the vodka Red Bull. Melvin provided something else. We had a great time. Who knew you could just – the smoking section was open at the Minneapolis W Hotel.
Ooh, I know that. W, boy, whoa. That was interesting.
That was my welcome to the Super Bowl moment night. Because I was like, damn, this is going.
This is fun.
Speaking of fun, I think it's going to be the opposite. Both Commanders coordinators will speak to the media today. Mm-hmm. Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt. Where do you think Joe Witt's having any fun right now?
No, I don't think he is. I think Joe is basically probably as irritated as we are that the things that he's hoping for, wished for, and has installed is not working the proper way. I can believe he's pissed off just like everybody else is. Yeah.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Being pissed doesn't necessarily help anything, though. You know,
it doesn't.
I mean?
But you know, there are those who can be pissed, but they still can work, and they understand that we still got to get something done. But there are also those who get pissed and then they can't move forward. I don't believe he's that way. But if you don't show some level of being pissed with how young people act today, they don't think nothing is wrong.
Yeah.
So you got to at least make sure they understand I'm not satisfied with the crap I've been seeing.
So we had an episode of All Ears last night, and I wanted to try to figure out – like it's easy to just kind of be like, oh, this defense sucks, or this team doesn't look as good as last year. But there's always a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Like there is empirical data that can help explain that. And – defensively, to me, one of the biggest problems, and I'm not, let me be clear, I'm not blaming the secondary because, as you've correctly pointed out, you need pressure up front. Like, it all works in coordination, right?
Yep.
But to me, the biggest problem with the defensive performance thus far has been big plays.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to, like, you can figure that out empirically. So Kerwin and I went through the numbers last night before the show. Last year in the first four games, defensively, and I wanted to do the first four because that's the exact comp, right? These are the first four games. Those were the first four games. And if you remember, Tampa looked, in week one of 2024, people were like, yo, this team's not going to win a game. This defense is going to get shredded.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, they kind of figured some stuff out. In the first four games last year, they had 10 plays of 20 or more pass yards. Okay? They had one play of 40 or more pass yards.
All right.
Through the first four games this year, 12 plays of 20 or more pass yards.
Mm-hmm.
Five plays of 40 or more yards. We could probably name them off the top of our head.
Yeah.
You had the Bijan, the London, the Kraft in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Tucker, I think, got loose for maybe two of them in that Raider game. Like, five plays of 40 or more pass yards in four games is terrible. And those big plays, think about it just as a percentage increase from last season. That's a 500% increase in giving up these giant plays. And if I had to identify any one thing, that is top of mind. And that is not an indictment on just the secondary or just the pass rush. It's the group overall.
It's everybody together.
And if I can identify that, I sure as hell think the folks in that building
I'm sure they've identified it. And I think also the whole thing about it is, hell, let's be real. A lot of that is tackling as well.
Yep.
Okay. Getting pressure on the passer, communication in the secondary. So if you go through it, we know last year may have been one thing. This year is 3-4. See, that's the difference between the big plays happening last year. Maybe last year you just didn't get pressure, but everything else was working. This year you're not getting pressure. The communication doesn't seem to be there. Ain't nobody's tackling. That's three right there. I keep going to get something else. So it's more things are a problem this year than it was last, which is kind of odd that you got a lot of these guys back.
Well, and in the two wins, the pressure's been really good.
Yeah.
So, like, those stats are kind of crazy considering they're 2-2. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I could statistically paint you a picture where it looks like they should be way worse than that. But, you know, you persevere. I think the other side of this is you want to play complementary football. One thing that helps the defense is when the offense is on the field. They did that incredibly well last season. The offense had really long drives. They were winning time of possession.
True.
And dude, if you think about where we are just in the calendar by now, they lost week one in Tampa. They won week two against New York in a pretty weird game where you wonder if they lose if New York has a kicker. Brian Daboll that thing, right? But by week three and week four, they were cooking.
Yeah.
Monday night, they go to Cincinnati. The offense, what, they put up 40 in that game, I believe. Then the whole
30 team. 38.
Yeah, maybe it was 38-34 final or whatever. Then the whole team travels out to Arizona. A lot of people for the week four game against Arizona were like, all right, you know, this team might have something, but now they've got to prove it back-to-back roadies. They sure as hell did. That was a beatdown of the Cardinals. They won that thing 42-14. Mm-hmm. By this point last year, they were rolling. And any conversation – three of their first four were on the road. Any conversation of slow starts on the road, any of that, did not exist.
Nope.
Fast forward a year, it doesn't look like that.
Yeah, it's a totally different year, though. I mean,
right,
and
exactly.
The evidence is they have to find out what's their mindset and what's their calling card this year, not last year. See, what's happening is we as fans and media people are looking at what they did last year. They probably are understanding how things were last year, but they're not really focusing on that this year. And we do judge them based off of the successful year last year. It's a new team. And this team hadn't hit their stride anywhere close to being yet.
Well, and so I pointed out what I thought were the flaws defensively, just in the big plays, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you give up five plays of 40 or more is pretty absurd. Offensively, this is a rhythm offense. They want to get into tempo. They want to play fast. To do that, you got to possess the football.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go on long drives, right? In the first four games last year, B, offensively, they went for at least 22 first downs in every game. And against the Cardinals, they had 29 first downs.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about the possession involved with that, right? Like 29 first downs is a lot of plays.
Totally.
At least 22 first downs in the first four games. This year, through four games, week one against the Giants in what was a good effort, they had 25 first downs.
All right.
In the subsequent three games, they haven't gotten over 20. In fact, in the last two, including the win over the Raiders, which was there was a lot of help from special teams in that game. Remember that. They've had only 17 first downs. And against the Packers, where they really got shut down, they only had 15 first downs.
Some of that is five not being on the field as well. Because
totally.
He has a different way of doing things. And he can cover up some stuff. And
his ability on third down to make plays.
Yeah, I heard someone say yesterday, and I totally agree with him, he didn't just cover up things for the lack of things on offense. He covered up for the lack of things defensively as well. Because what they did with the long drives and scoring touchdowns at the end put pressure on the other offensive coordinator who had to start calling one-dimensional. And when you're going one-dimensional, you know what you do? You make a subpar defense look a lot better, because then they can defend that a lot better. That's not happening this year.
Totally.
You know, so a lot of it comes down to being able to stay successful offensively and allow those guys to go on the field with a little bit more health and a little bit more rested. Because right now the defense was not – they didn't have a chance to get rest in Atlanta.
Well, to that point, I looked these numbers up as well. Through four games, Washington is 27th in the NFL offensively at converting third downs.
Mm-hmm.
33%. 27th in the NFL. Last year, they were excellent. They converted third downs 45% of the time. They were 6th in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That – when you hear coaches talk about complementary football, those are the numbers that matter. Like, yeah. If your offense can't sustain drives and stay on the field, then your defense is getting their ass kicked. They're giving up big plays, but they're also giving up little plays because they're just gassed.
Yeah.
And when we try to wrap our brains around, okay, in the two losses, the D-line can't generate pressure, maybe because they're on the field the whole time.
Yeah, but they didn't generate early either.
That's true.
So, I mean – it's like, listen, man, you can look at the numbers and the numbers can tell whatever story you want them to tell. But when you watch the actual game, the energy was not there against Atlanta. The energy was not there against Green Bay. They brought energy against the Giants. They brought energy against the Raiders. Ultimately, it comes down to, you know, you start a game off with no energy and then all of a sudden you're down quickly. The game becomes one-sided and then you're chasing. And when you're chasing from behind on the football field, you normally lose. Unless you got Pat Mahomes. Just say it like that. They have to, like you said, get into a rhythm, not only offensively, but as a team. When you see them having success offensively, the defense seems to be getting a little bit more rhythm and a little bit more excitement as well. And they feed off each other. It could just be. Like, we talk every year about every team every year is totally new.
Totally.
They just haven't hit that chemistry yet.
Sure.
And when they hit the chemistry, then maybe things can happen better, because there are some players on the team in positions that are better this year than they were last year. And you have to understand, if they can start rolling, things could change up. I look at it last year where we were questioning things, like you said, after the first game. We were.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they hit a stride, and they fed off of that. They fed off of each other. They had fun on the sideline.
Yeah.
You look at the sideline some this year, they're not really having a lot of fun.
To that point, last year, I remember very well, as they were in the midst of a three-game losing streak in the middle of the season while Jaden was playing through a rib injury, Bobby Wagner saying, "It's pro football. There's highs and lows. You just got to stick with it and get through it." And they came out the other side and started playing really well again. Yesterday in the locker room, I asked Bobby, I was like, "Hey, man, you know, you talked about the ebbs and flows of pro football. Does this feel like it did last year?" He's like, it really kind of does. And the best way is just to get out there, keep playing, play our way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but think five back on the field could make a tremendous difference in a lot of these ways. He energizes things a lot of different ways. It's not just the offensive side of the ball that feels that. I think that could be a big factor this week in returning.
But, you know, when I talk about have to establish a running game and do this and do that, I don't mean just when Mariota's on the field. They need to do the same damn thing when five is on the field. See, the misnomer is that, oh, five here, everything's right. If they do the things that they did last week with five on the field, five now has become Superman.
Right.
He gets hit more. You don't want that to happen.
Right.
Everybody else got to come along, too, because the guy that's exceptional, when everybody else doing their job, he becomes even more exceptional. If they're not doing their job, then he becomes just super. Not exceptional. He's just a little bit better than average. So – right now, he's coming back. everybody else have to take a step too. And if they don't, this could be a weird one.
Totally.
So they need to take their steps forward as well.
I mean, to the point of this could be a weird one, the Chargers are 5-1 in their last six against Washington. Like, does that mean anything? Like, I remember LaDainian Tomlinson hitting like a 30-yard walk-off overtime touchdown. Yeah. Does that mean anything now? Probably not.
That means absolutely nothing, because you're talking about six games of six totally different teams. Some of them different coaching regimes and everything else.
The Chargers and Commanders and formerly Redskins don't play each other very often, so those six games could be over the course of the last 20 years.
Tell them they're 5-1, but I know
you
that
gave
one,
me all these stats.
That one in the Super Bowl is when they got their butts kicked. When they played in the Super Bowl, what happened to the Chargers?
I'm talking about – what are you talking about?
I'm saying when they meet later on, they get their butts whipped. I don't care about none of those stats. Like, I gave it just a look at stuff. I don't care about none of them, because eventually, if I'm talking about what happened in 1960, 70, 80, in 2025, I'm wasting my damn time. Rules are different in football. The whole mindset in football is different. I don't care.
Let's. I want a quick shout out. I want to wish a happy birthday to D. We have a loyal listener, our guy Curtis. He's down in Myrtle Beach with his wife. And he said he booked breakfast reservations for 10. And she said, aren't JP and B-Mitch on at that time? He said, yeah, but it's your birthday. She said, nah, let's listen for an hour, and then we'll go get breakfast at 11.
I like that. Happy
birthday to D. I hope you enjoy your what looks like a wonderful trip down to Myrtle Beach for for your birthday.
Man, he married a good one then.
Yeah, for sure.
Most of them be like, B-Mitch, to hell with them.
David Aldridge joins the program next. Nobody go anywhere. It's B-Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.